7, we are looking into the signing of the Presidential Health Compact. Now, the acting president, Paul Mashatile, today signed the Presidential Health Compact, which aims to ensure better health outcomes in South Africa. It was signed despite opposition, from various stakeholders, from the business and other healthcare healthcare industries, and who objected the NHI playing a central role in the framework. And as I've mentioned, there's obviously differing views. I'm joined on the line by Dinosas Mpumalanga Cyril Mdluli, and as well as the South African Medical Association's chairperson, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa. He joins us in conversation. Both my guests are on the line. Let me start with Dr. Mzukwa. Dr. Mzukwa, good evening. Thank you so much for availing yourself.
Good evening to you and the fellow panelists there, and your listeners as well. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Mdluli, thank you so much for making time.
Well, thank you, and good evening to yourself, to Dr. Mzukwa, and all your listeners, and thank you for having us.
Let me start with Dinosa. You are among the various stakeholders who have already endorsed the compact. Why?
Yes, we are, and we have endorsed it because we believe that this is part of the commitment to strengthening the South African health system towards the integrated and unified health system. But most especially, it's because we believe that this goal or this health compact that has been signed will also try and bridge the gap of inequalities between the South Africans. Because currently, you will note that we are having two systems, with one which is well-resourced and pricey, and then the other system is the one that is underfunded and poorly resourced. Hence, the main reason why we're in support of this presidential health compact.
Dr. Mzukwa, you are somewhat not satisfied with the compact in its current form. And were you somewhat consulted on making the NHI central to the compact?
Well, we support the overarching goals of the Presidential Health Compact that speaks to health system strengthening. It also talks to revitalization of the infrastructure and also equitable share, provision of healthcare services. And we are part of the compact. We've been actually leading Pillar 5. But we, as we continue, in fact, few days before the signing of the compact, we then sent the whole compact with the contents. And in the contents, we noted that there's so much referencing on the NHI and, in bold letters that we support the NHI. But you know that as the South African Medical Association, though we support the objectives of the NHI, but we don't support it in its current form, and we've stated reasons why we're not supporting it so. Because we had said the NHI, as it is a financing model that has nothing to do with other pillars of the healthcare system. The NHI is a big medical aid that is going to be purchasing services for all South Africans, but it says nothing about access to healthcare in the rural areas where there are no few clinics, few hospitals, a dire shortage of healthcare workers, and also there is no water. In some 17% of South Africans don't have water. You can't throw NHI to them and say that everything will be okay. So those are the issues that they have raised. And on top of that, there's the issue of ethical leadership and governance, you know, where people are buying skinny jeans and are acting and stuff like that. So we believe in its current form, it does not address the issues. How many policies, including the human resource for health that was signed, started in 2020, that is lying there, you know, and is not implemented. So even this one, though it's called a compact, it's not going to change the material conditions in the working place.
Babu Mdluli, let me also bring you back. I mean, there's a view shared by the minister and the president, Khumbuzile Chamveni. She said that the small differences around NHI cannot disrupt the strong partnership between government and business in the country. What becomes the view then that now you know of some of the contrarian view of the convictions you have as Dinosa? And among that, you know, these small differences around NHI, do you think they have a potential of further creating somewhat of, you know, a split between government and those working in the sector, such as the likes of, you know, SAMA, which is the South African Medical Association?
No, thanks again. Not necessarily. Look, the issue of NHI for us as the NOSA, we strongly believe that it is going to put us together instead of putting a drift between us. Because at the end of the day, we are talking of the same thing, and our wish is for us to be all equal in South Africa and to be treated the same, whether one is affording it and one is, or the other one is not. But for us as workers as well, especially workers that are also working in the public sector, NHI, it is going to be beneficial to them, more especially even now with the costly medical care that even ourselves we need to be receiving, even if we are a healthcare professional. So at the end of the day, we don't believe that it's going to bring a drift. Look, in fact, in the province itself, in Mpumalanga, if you were to check the Tatsibande district in terms of the clinics that are there, they are almost ready to offer the NHI. That shows how they've tried to work so much to bring this NHI to the people. So hence we are saying that we are believing in it, and we are believing in the presidential compact, because the presidential compact itself, it is a way of checking how far we are, what have we done since 2018, because you remember the first one was signed in 2018, how far we are up to now. So even this one is going to be part of the evaluation program to say, after the compact has been signed, when we talk of human resource, how far are we? When you talk of education and training, because this is part of the 9 pillars that are forming part of the compact. When you talk of infrastructure, how far are we? And all those things are things that we believe are going to be beneficial to us. The issue of health technology into our systems, it's going to be beneficial to us. So we are in full support, and we do believe that at some point, even those that might be against it, they are going to come back and support it fully, the NHI as well as the compact, the compact that has been signed today.
You know, Dr. Mzuka, there was a presidential health summit last year. What were the outcomes of the second compact of that particular summit, and also juxtaposing, and how different were the resolutions taken in last year versus the ones that were taken back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, when the health, you know, the presidential health summit was held?
You just have to look at what is happening. You just have to look at human resources for health. If somebody comes to me and says there's improvement, you know, in regarding human resources for health, if somebody tells me that there's improvement in ethical leadership and governance, we don't, like in Mpumalanga there, you know, criminals are doing as they please in the state facilities. And, you know, there's lots that is happening in the facilities, shortages of medicines, and you know, everything that you mentioned in the state, the infrastructure is dilapidating. If you tell me that there is improvement, we're no longer having that 17% of South Africans who don't have water, because there's this tendency that we think if we throw in NHI, then it will solve all our problems. NHI is a financing model. You can't throw in finance without attending to the socio-economic conditions in the rural areas. The NHI says nothing about the socio-economic conditions. You can throw in billions of rand as much as you want, but if you don't attend to other pillars of a healthcare system and also the socio-economic conditions, you change them on the ground. Like we've seen now in places like Hammanskraal, where you find that those social conditions are eating on the budget of healthcare. So those are the issues that we're pointing out to say you are just putting a bandage on a festering a wound without attending to these other matters. So even though we are critical of government, remember that we are still participating. We are building, but we are participating. We are criticizing things that we think those things should be attended to. So ours is not just to a rubber stamp. As we participate, we must also criticize government.
You have been, you know, the last speaker there. Babu Mdluli, thank you so much for having been a part of the dialogue and the conversation, trying to find out, you know, the varying views of society around, you know, this particular presidential health compact that has since been signed. Thank you so much for being a part, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Dr. Lesikhatsako, also for having been a part and just clarifying some of the issues that we might have emanating from the signing of the presidential health compact. To both of you, thank you so much for making time.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate it. South African Medical Association, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, and as well as the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa. Really appreciate the conversation from both. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. What do you make of it?